Well, just that you began to realize that you just have one of these demonstrations every 6 months, it's not going to have any impact. So that's why a new stage then was reached in the fall of 67. But the fall of 1967, an organization by the name of the Resistance had come into existence. A lot of people were beginning to say you have to move from protest to resistance. And that's something I absolutely agreed with. I already knew by the fall of 67 that demonstrations weren't going to have any impact on the war. So the goal to me should have been, or was, you had to disrupt American society. Say to American society, you can't function normally if you continue with this war. That was my basic position. So I was really glad when this organization, Resistance, came along because the Resistance said, this is what you got to do. You got to raise the stakes. You have to say to the country, you can't function normally if you're going to continue rain bombs down on Vietnam, continue a war of this type. I was 100% in support of that position. And the Resistance then began to argue for something that I also then came to strongly favor, is that people should refuse to cooperate with Selective Service. And that appealed to me on a number of different grounds because I was already convinced the 2S deferment was wrong. It was a class privilege. This war was being fought by those who are poor and working class, and that was possible because of the 2S deferment. So the Resistance gave me an opportunity to do something personally about the 2S deferment. Also gave an opportunity by taking an individual action and say, I don't care what other people are going to do. I'm not going to cooperate with the U.S. government. So it gave you a chance to act individually. But as well as opposed to opposing this class privilege, it provided the opportunity for massive civil disobedience. So the argument of the Resistance was very appealing to me that you get enough people, refuse to cooperate with Selective Service, they'll have to indict you, they have to put you on trial. They can't put thousands and thousands of people in prison. That was their argument of the Resistance. You can't do that. That was very appealing to me. So I remember I turned in my draft card at a rally in New York City at Town Hall to the poet Grace Paley, October 16th. But beyond that, I then wrote a letter to my draft board saying, I'm not going to cooperate with you people any longer. If you just turned in your draft card, nothing was going to happen. But I wrote a letter to my draft board saying, I don't want anything more to do with you.